as my mind was thinking about some thoughts for tonight, and as I think about how, you know, there have been numerous young people here in the last few months that have moved on to the next stage of their life. And we have gained, you know, not everything's losses, right? But we have gained a number of newer young people. But I think the success that we have here within this young people's group is the care that you have for one another. And I want you to think about this tonight. We're working toward a common goal. We're working toward a common goal. And what is that common goal? Everybody in this room, we should be working toward a common goal. What would it be? We want to make heaven, right? I heard it over here. We want to make heaven our home. That should be our common goal tonight. Each and every one of us, it should be a personal thing. Why? Because it's a personal walk with God. However, we need each other. I think about that song we have in the back of our evening light hymnal. We need each other, brethren and sisters, right? And we need the encouragement of one another. So our goal is to make heaven our home. Again, we need to work together. And so young people, listen up tonight. We need each other. And even though that we're walking individually before God, we need each other for, and this isn't an all-inclusive list, but these are the things that came to mind. We need each other for encouragement. How many times have you been down and a word of encouragement from someone in the youth group has been a help to you? Maybe they put their arm around you and said, you know, I noticed you looked down lately and I'm praying for you. Or maybe you can just tell by the look on someone's face that they're having a difficult day. And maybe you go to them and say, you know, I just noticed you look down. What's wrong? Would you want to talk about it? But young people, we're here. We're here to encourage one another. If, you know, life's difficult. Life's difficult. And we need one another for some encouragement. Also, prayer. How many times have we lifted up our voices to God, and maybe as we're praying, someone comes to our mind and we pray for them? Why? Maybe they're going through a difficult trial. Maybe you know that there are some things that they need help with, and they need God to help them with it. But you know, it is our job, young people, to pray for one another. Also, when one falls, you know, we have, throughout our life, we've tripped, we've fallen in our Christian walk with God. Well, what is the rest of the youth group here for? To help pick them up, right? To help rescue them. We have many, many songs that talk about rescuing somebody. Or it talks about in the Bible. You know, two are better than one. You know, a lot of times we use that scripture during, you know, in a wedding. Two are better than one. When one falls, the other can help pick the other up, right? But if you've got someone that maybe you've established a close relationship with, then we're here to help each other up, right? But young people, one of the things that I really, really think is, that is the key to our young people, what do you want to say? Staying in the church. As one thing that thrills me to no end is the ones that have moved off and moved on to their next phase of life, which was marriage, that they've stayed right here. Or they stayed in an established Church of God. And that's something. That is something to be said right there about, I certainly believe that you being a close youth group, you've encouraged one another, and they've stayed. And so our goal is, with the help of God, is we want to maintain that, right? To raise ones up here in the Church of God, at God's Acres, and they remain when they move on to the next phase of life. But also, another thing that we should be here for is to help shoulder the work when the work is to be done. And young people, just like, you know, Sister Sherry made the comment as we left the meal today, how many young people were there helping work at the tables, serve, do line utility, whatever it might be? You were there to help. And I tell you what, as I get older, I don't have the strength I used to have. I don't have, what do you want to say, the energy that I used to have, even though that I had. One student said the other day, you're pretty energetic for an old man. But that energy might just come in bursts, and then it runs out pretty quickly. But you have energy. You have strength. You have your youth. And we, as the church, need that. And one of the things I want you to also think about is, I know, starting with Brother Bush, and I know Brother Rusty and Sister Lisa, and the church, as far as the church is concerned, they're behind you. They want to invest in you. And I thought about, you know, we started with the youth area down there, and they've done a very good job about providing us a very, very good place. But now they're building this youth building. And young people, the church wants to invest in you. And so, you know, you've got the Church of God. You've got God. You've got a pastor that's behind you that wants to see you do well. And again, our goal is to make heaven, right? Our goal is to encourage one another, to be there for one another. But in Nehemiah 4:6, and you've heard this mentioned many, many times before, but in Nehemiah 4:6, and it says here, so built we the wall. And all the wall was joined together unto in half thereof. For the people had a mind to work. In another translation it says, so we built the wall. And all of it was joined together to the half its height. For the people had a heart and mind to work. And so, young people, you're the heart. You know, I hear many people say, well, you're the future of the congregation. No. Actually, I think you're the heart of the congregation. Right. Why? Again, you have that youth. You have, what do you want to say, the energy. You know, I like lots of energy. All right? Why? Because then it makes me feel like I have some energy. I don't know. It's just contagious sometimes. Have you ever been around some people that are enthusiastic people? And it's contagious, right? It is. It's contagious. And so your youth, your strength, your vibrance, you might say, is contagious. And so, young people, keep up the good work. All right? We've got ones that, you know, we're looking yet to some of our older ones, but some of our older ones now have kind of stepped up into maybe some other places. You know, there have been some holes that have been created with ones that have left the youth group. And we need those ones to step up into that, to be the encouragers for the ones that have maybe recently joined a youth group. We need one of those ones. Again, we have some that are continuing to sing, but we need to have some to step up. If you have that talent, to step up and sing, right? And so, as I was thinking about this, there have been some studies, you know, that people devote their life to studies, studying animals, studying nature, those sorts of things. And have you ever thought, when you look up in the sky, and you see a formation of geese flying through the air, what is that formation? A big V. Now, there's a reason for that. There's a reason for that. As each bird flaps its wings, it creates an uplift for the bird following. I want you to think about that. So as each bird flaps its wings, it creates an updraft for the bird following. By flying in a V formation, the whole flock, I want you to think about this number here, the whole flock adds 71% more to the flying range than if a bird flew all alone. So they could go 75% further, or nearly 75% further together because of that updraft that is created, than what they could do on their own. And so what does that tell us tonight, young people? We can't do this alone. We can take notes from nature. Nature can teach us a lot of things. And so we can't do this alone. And people who share a common direction and purpose can get where they're going quicker. We can get there easier, you might say, than when we're traveling on the thrust of one another. And so, young people, we need each other. If we're going to make heaven, we need one another. Not only do we need all of you in here collectively, but we need the older saints. We need the middle-aged saints. We need our pastor. We need everybody. Why? Because there's a place for each and every one of us. I want you to think about that. There's a place for each and every one of us. And you know, I think about some of our young people in here. Some of you are quiet individuals. But we need the quiet individuals too. Sister Kelly's back there going like, we need those quiet individuals. Right. Why? I tell you what, there's one thing that you can say about Sister Kelly is she's consistent. She's here. She is, what do you want to say? Steadfast, you might say. I don't mean to embarrass her. But you can count on Sister Kelly to be here. All right? And I can count on a lot of other people to be here. All right? But I appreciate that tonight, but we all have a place. And you know what? When that lead goose, of course, ours always somebody at the point, right? There's always a goose at the point. But remember, that goose in the lead, he's facing all the wind, he's facing all of that maybe all those other geese behind them aren't facing. But that lead goose will get tired. Well, what does that lead goose do? That lead goose will drop back in the formation, and another goose will fly up to the point. Well, what's the lesson that we can learn from that tonight? When one of us gets weary, step up and help carry the load, right? When one of us gets tired, need someone to step up, carry the load. You know, I think about our pastor. He's been a faithful man of God for over, 50 some years, but he's been our pastor for 38 years, I believe, or somewhere thereabouts. And when he calls or when he sends me a text, I'm going to do everything that I can to step up and help him. Or if it's visitation or whatever it might be, I want to do everything that I can to step up and help him. And that's the attitude that we all should have, right? Is when maybe our youth leaders need help, or when somebody else needs help, especially maybe over in the dining hall. You know, us older ones, us middle-aged ones, us that have a few years on us, we need help. And so we need the youth to step up and help, right? But also, you as a youth group can step up when somebody is tired, when somebody's weary, when somebody's had a very, very difficult week, we can step up and be a help to them. Another thing about these geese, The geese in formation honk from behind to encourage those up front to keep up their speed. So when they're honking, they're not just honking to make noise. They're honking, urging that one up front and those before them to keep going, to keep moving, to keep pushing on. And young people, I'm not telling you to honk tonight. All right? It's not like those bumper stickers that we have, honk if Jesus loves you. No, what I'm trying to say is we need to be that encouragement to one another to keep pressing on. Have you ever got weary in the battle? I've talked to numerous people. You get weary in the battle. You get weary in the fight, right? We need each other to encourage one another along. And so we all can be encouragers. We can always give a kind word to somebody, right? I think we can do that. I think we're all capable of that. And so we need to be encouragement to one another, to be a help to somebody that may be weary in the battle. And then the last thought is, when a goose gets sick or wounded, two geese drop out of formation to follow him down to help and protect it. They will stay with it until it's either able to fly again or it finally dies because of its wounds. Then they launch out on their own with another formation, or they catch up with the flock. Well, what's the lesson that we can learn from this tonight? Is if we have as much sense as these geese, we'll stand by each other like that. If one gets wounded, if we have a young person that gets wounded, are we like chickens or are we like geese? Has anybody ever been around chickens before? What does a chicken do when there's a chicken that's wounded? Does anybody know? They'll pick and peck and whatever until they finally kill that chicken. That's what chickens do. So are we like chickens or are we like geese? Do we peck at one another? Maybe somebody's wounded, or maybe for whatever reason. Do we pick and peck at them until they finally just drop out of the youth group? I want you to think about that. We have influence over people tonight, young people. We have great influence over people. And if we're not careful, we can be like chickens. And we can either peck at somebody till they spiritually die, or what can we do? We can stand beside them. We can help them. We can nurture them along. We can provide aid in their time of need. And so tonight, are we like chickens? Because if not, if we're not careful, we could be like chickens. But God, help us to be like geese tonight, to stand beside those that are wounded, ones that need help, to be there for one another. And young people, that's what's going to get us through, is we've got to stand together. We've got to be together to support one another, to help one another. And I know, you know, I'm not discounting the Holy Spirit. I'm not discounting that God can help us. But you know what? It sure helps when we come into services, whether it's a Sunday service, whether it's a Wednesday service, and somebody gets up and gives a testimony. Somebody gets up. You know, I appreciate Brother Mike Young. He's an enthusiastic brother when it comes to living for the Lord. And it does bring a smile to my face, see him back there. And maybe one of these days, maybe I'll have the courage to stand up, raise my hands like Brother Mike does. But I appreciate, you know, the saints, their testimonies. And I appreciate, you know, somebody stopping and saying, "Hey, how you doing?" Or an encouraging song. Young people, appreciate you being active in the services, singing songs, being there. Appreciate the man of God to get up and bring thoughts that would encourage me, to help me. We need one another. We need each other tonight. And so as I close these thoughts, again, we can be like chickens. And we can choose to be like chickens, or we can choose to be like geese tonight. And we can learn. Again, we can learn much from nature. And so tonight, my prayer is that we all be like the geese. And I'm thankful. Thankful for each and every one of you tonight. And so tonight, again, are we like chickens, or are we like geese?